Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with A Word in Edgewise. Today is the 12th of May, the 132nd day of 2025. We have 233 days remaining on our way to 2026. Why shouldn't today also be thought of as an extension to Mother's Day? That way, we would have a Mother's Day Monday as well. Here's Daniel Chapman providing some reasons in her poem, Catch-All. Mother dear, never apologize for nettles I yanked in fury from Lottie Shoup's side yard. They stung me into seeing fairy mosses, lily pad, her midden juniper, the quivering gobble of her chin, teacup clicking dentures as she sprang up into her wattle hut and broke a rib, of aloe vera, gel belling the top of that claw goblet. It didn't cool the sting, and yet, noticing sunshine thumbing plums in a string catch-all, I was already well. We have weathered a lot this past week, with major media continuing in their attempts to assist someone I'd rather not mention turn the entire world into his latest reality show. Or perhaps the old tack, give him enough rope, is the media's aim. Thank goodness, say those of us who have held on to jobs, that we have real nuts and bolts issues to cope with. This is where Mother's Day Monday and the respite from the workday world converge, as in this second half of Heart's Haven from birthday boy poet Dante Gabriel Rossetti's The House of Life. And love, our light at night and shade at noon, lulls us to rest with songs and turns away all shafts of shelterless, tumultuous day, like the moon's growth. His face gleams through his tune, and as soft waters warble to the moon, our answering spirits chime one roundelay. Heavenward tonight in the southeast sky will have May's full moon, the flower moon, also known as the leaf budding moon, the egg laying moon, the frog moon, the moon of the shedding ponies, and the planting moon. Keeping the full flower moon company tonight and tomorrow night will be the bright red star Antares, brightest star of the constellation Scorpius the Scorpion. Today in 1215, English barons served an ultimatum on King John that would eventually lead to the creation of the Magna Carta that he would sign. Today in 1551, the oldest continuously operating university in the Americas, San Marcos University, opened in Lima, Peru. Today in 1732, Swedish botanist Carl Linnaeus set off from Uppsala on a six-month journey to Lapland. Today in 1789, William Wilberforce made his first major speech on abolition in the UK House of Commons, reasoning the slave trade was morally reprehensible and an issue of natural justice. Today in 1846, the ill-fated Donner Party left Missouri for California. Today in 1937, King George VI of United Kingdom was crowned following the abdication of Edward VIII. Today in 1949, Vijaya Lakshmi Pandit from India became the first foreign woman ambassador to be received by the USA. Today in 1970, Ernie Banks hit his 500th home run. Today in 1972, the Rolling Stones released Exile on Main Street. Today in Florence, Italy in 1820, William and Frances Smith Nightingale, nicknamed Fanny, who were married in 1818 but had continued a much extended honeymoon across Europe, welcomed their second daughter into the world, naming her Florence, owing to the locale in Italy where she was born. Biographer Ed Morrow tells us that some would later say Florence fared better in the naming department, as the wealthy couple's bestowment on their firstborn daughter was the geographical whimsical forename Parthenope, as Fanny had birthed the child in Greece. When the Nightingales returned to England, they settled down to a luxurious life, replete with the girls having governesses, though Father William helped educate his daughters. Mother Fanny was most concerned that her daughters marry well, and to ensure this, she arranged parties, a presentation at court, and proper outings. Although kindly and generous, Fanny couldn't understand when Florence showed an interest in humanitarian activities, and Fanny was horrified at Florence's decision to become a nurse. Florence would later recall, "It was as if I had wanted to become a kitchen maid." Persisting in her ambition, Florence began organizing hospitals as war broke out in the Crimea. She subsequently helped save thousands of lives while also launching the reform of hospital care. In time, Fanny changed her mind about Florence's career, saying at a reception given to honor Florence, "The like has never happened before, but will, I trust, from your example, gladden the hearts of many future mothers." Today is also the birthday in 1828 of English Pre-Raphaelite poet and painter Dante Gabriel Rossetti, in 1842 of French opera composer Jules Massenet, in 1907 of American actress Katharine Hepburn, in 1910 of British Nobel Prize biochemist Dorothy Hodgkin, and of American orchestra leader Gordon Jenkins, in 1912 of American jazz alto saxophonist and clarinetist Marshall Royal, in 1915 of American businesswoman and founder of the Mary Kay Cosmetics, Mary Kay Ash, in 1924 of English comedian Tony Hancock, in 1925 of American baseball catcher, coach, and manager Lawrence P. Yogi Berra, in 1926 of American composer Philip Springer, in 1927 of American folk, blues, and jazz singer Barbara Dane, in 1928 of American Grammy and Academy Award-winning composer Burt Bacharach, of American songwriter Henry Crosby, and of Czech-American bass player and songwriter Ivan Kral. In 1936, of American artist Frank Stella, of German jazz saxophonist Klaus Doldinger, and of American television and radio interviewer Tom Snyder. In 1937, of American comedian George Carlin. In 1938, of American actress Millie Perkins, and of English actress Susan Hampshire. In 1940, of American songwriter Norman Whitfield. In 1942, of American country rock singer, songwriter Billy Swan. In 1943, of American rock guitarist David Walker. In 1944, of American R&B singer James Purify. In 1945, of American cappella singer Little J. Otis Washington, and of English rock keyboardist Ian McLagan. In 1948, of English singer, songwriter, musician Steve Winwood. In 1950, of American rock singer Jaco Marcellini. Of American rock singer, songwriter, guitarist Billy Squire. Of Irish actor Gabriel Byrne. And of American soul, funk, and jazz keyboardist Ronnie Foster. In 1955, of American country music singer Kix Brooks. In 1958, of American rock drummer Eric Singer. In 1961, of British rock musician Billy Duffy. In 1962, of American actor Emilio Estevez. In 1966, of American actor Stephen Baldwin. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this eighth full week of spring and the 20th week of 2025.